And now was lost. Her man in battle, he died. High on steep rocks, she fled with her son to keep the small boy safe. But a time passed by, the boy he grew up, and he found his father's sword. Father's sword, and they found his father's sword, and the queen was sad. She knew that all the bad came from war and fighting and hate, but now it was too late.
And in between stands a tower.
to ask, but no one knows the meaning, the one and someday you will find the tower of your own memory. Black hills you see, white hills you see, and in between, and in between, stands a tower of your own memory.
One evening, as the sun was going down, the prince came to a small lake. Not far from the path, he saw a girl standing there who seemed to be picking flowers. She wore a belt embroidered with gold, and a dark veil fell down over her face. As the prince went by, he greeted her. She looked away so that he couldn't look her in the face, but she returned his greeting. The prince asked her the way to the Tower of Memory.
Of memory. Once upon a time, people lived in simplicity. They don't have a real tent. There was no war, killing. Everything could be put to rights and goodness. In time, people became very rich. And then conflicts began. There came wars and rumours of wars. Nearly every man was killed. In the end, a queen gathered together the surviving women and children and led them to the mountains. And there they chose to live. And the last woman succeeded in creating peace. And in order to keep this peace, they decided to make a vow. Each one brought a rose branch. Then they wove together. And so the Tower of Memory came to be.
The sun is going down and the tower is fading. seem like two people in love. Have you got anything for me?
Well, you little dwarf, I've only got this boat here, but I'd gladly give it to you.
Hey, you two, I'm just a poor gardener, and on these bare rocks, nothing will grow.
Well then, little dwarf, I'll give you this rose I have here. Go and plant it on the highest peak.
Oh! If I plant this wondrous rose like you told me, in a few years, the whole mountain will be covered with roses.
As you heard, in time the rose turned into a beautiful garden where King Lorin lived with his dwarves. It was a glorious kingdom that Lorin ruled over, majestic and beautiful, and people far and wide heard rumour of the wonderful garden, which was surrounded by a single silken thread. Yet no one was permitted to come too near. Lorin demanded a terrible toll from anyone who dared to step into his kingdom.